Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Book the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. That's Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. He promised to play a chord progression he did for the warm-up faster for the intro, and he delivered.
He did what he said, and he said what he did. Give it up for Brett on the fret, Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
And don't you forget about Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Don't you
forget about drums. Dana.
So guess happy to have her back. Guess what?
Guess what?
I simply won't because I already know.
You already know. He's filling out our beautiful Zoom grid right now. We're so happy to have a dear sweet bud on the pod today. You know him from many a podcast, including What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer, How Did This Get Played,
friend, producer, comedian, all-around shining star, please welcome Matt Apodaca!
Okay, first of all, hold on a second.
Stop everything.
All right.
Okay.
Everyone stop.
If we're
going
to be treating me this way, all nice and stuff, we're going to be here all day because I got stuff to say.
All right. Here's the thing, Matt. You famously run with a bunch of bullies.
That's
you run with a bunch of people whose whole bit, and that's just that just.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person that gets bullied on this podcast is Scott and Brett, but not the guest.
Yeah.
And even then, we're so bad at it that we basically always apologize immediately after doing it and talk about how much we love them and how hard they're working all the time.
I have sort of always lived my life, you know, you catch more bees with honey than vinegar. But these bees are trying to sting me back. Always.
But then every once in a while you go, wait a second, did I want bees?
Yeah, wait,
was I looking for bees?
Yeah, bees, get away from me, actually.
Yeah.
Was I looking for these bees?
Yeah. Famously, people try to catch flies with honey.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah. But again, do I want these flies?
Bees make honey. I think it's their barf or something. We talk about bees a lot on this podcast.
They're important.
They're super important.
They're important. Where do they go? We'll never know. The science is out.
Who can say?
Who can say? Scott, don't you dare.
Who can say where the bees go?
I bet Enya frickin' knows.
If anyone knows where the bees go, it's frickin' Enya.
Can we talk about Enya for a second?
We can talk about Enya for as many seconds as
Matt,
you
want. Matt, do you have thoughts on Enya?
Enya, good. Like, that's my only real take. Is that any time I don't know if I can identify many Enya songs. I definitely know that one.
I'll hit you with a couple. That one's off Orinoco Flow.
Oh.
That's only time. Then there's also Sail Away.
We got a Stanya in there.
I want to say also off of Orinoco
Flow. Feels like it. There's also this hot jam from the Lord of the Rings films.
Mm-hmm.
May it be. Da, da, da.
That's Enya?
Yeah.
There's contemporary music in Middle Earth?
Enya is the soundtrack of a lot of Middle Earth. At least in the first Lord of the Rings movie.
I gotta put the extended edition back on, see what's going on there.
You know, I think it's also, it's like a credits moment, you know, and maybe, and we're like, oh my gosh, Sam and Frodo are sailing off and we just watched Boromir die.
Yeah.
May it be.
Spoilers, Boromir.
Okay, I said I was about to put the extended edition on. I never made it to the end.
If I just spoiled Boromir for you, I can't believe it.
One does not simply spoil Boromir.
Also, no one does not, I want to say the vast number of people out there, including myself, who is like big into fantasy, I can tell you one thing about Boromir, and it's that his name is Boromir.
What? Yes.
And if you
son of the Steward of Gondor?
You recently rewatched all of them.
A year ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yes, because it was a kickoff to the pandemic on our part. We were like, okay, for this cozy little 2-week snow break, let's watch the extended edition Lord of the Rings and the extended edition Hobbit trio.
I did. I was doing a similar thing, but I think I started closer to the end of the 2 weeks, and I got to the Two Towers, like the end of the first disc, and I was like, I think it's gonna be a little longer, and I just never got back to it.
That is what happened to me, but in the books. Finished the Two Towers book, it's like, it actually does seem like there's more Lord of the Rings story that's not gonna happen for me.
In the reading.
I couldn't make it through Fellowship. I was like, this is a lot about walking.
We cut to a book club who is, well, you'll see.
Hey, guess what? You'll see.
Guys, I've got a confession to make, and I don't feel proud about it. But as I look at my life ahead of me, I just can't doubt it. I don't have enough hours in the day to go on this Tolkien journey, so I just have to say, I'm never, ever, ever gonna finish the books, Lord of the Rings. I'm never gonna finish the books, Lord of the Rings. I had to leave time in my day for other things, so I'm never gonna finish the books of Lord of the Rings.
Carl, thank you for your honesty. Thanks for being an open book. Speaking of this book, when I tried to open it, wow, I gave a look. The look was one of shock. The look was one of awe. There's too many pages and they spend too many walking by far. I'm never ever gonna finish the book, the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, never gonna finish the book.
I'm never gonna finish the Lord of the Rings. I get too distracted with other mundane things.
You're never gonna finish
Lord of the Rings.
Things, I got something to say.
Please do.
I'm never gonna read those books. I'm never gonna finish them anyway.
Me too.
I just can't focus. I get too scared of the spiders. There's a lot of spiders in those books. Why are
too many spiders?
I'm never gonna finish the book,
Lord of the Rings.
Never gonna finish the books,
Lord of the Rings.
So many pages,
too many trees, too many spiders, too many undead kings. We're never gonna finish
Lord of the Rings. I finished it.
Oh, God. I was loving it.
It was my favoriteest book.
Syntrax, we don't listen. This is just a nice book club where David, Susan, and me, Carl, and you, Syntrax, who are just a lovely older woman who sort of appeared one day,
I'd be finishing these books, my pretty little preciouses. I read them and then I loves them and then I read them again.
Syntrax, you gotta get more sunlight.
Yeah, Syntrax, this is just, it's, you know, I'm glad you have an enthusiasm for the books, as we all should, you know, we did decide.
Syntrax. Okay. Syntrax. Hey.
Okay, what is that helping?
Yeah.
Syntrax.
Also, I worried about your back. You're like always hunched over. You're eating, I think,
Syntrax
only fish.
Syntrax is eating the fish from the crudité.
Yeah, the
fish. I didn't bring any fish on the crudité.
No, Syntrax,
Syntrax brought it herself.
It's not typically part of a crudité, but listen, Syntrax, actually, this is probably really good, right? Because David and Susan and I didn't finish the books.
Right.
You did.
I can be telling you what happens in the books.
Okay. I don't know that we need like a full Spark Notes, but I guess if we're just going to be like wrapping up our Lord, are we agreed we're wrapping up our Lord of the Rings conversation?
Yeah, don't know what else to. It's not a very fruitful discussion, obviously, because we didn't finish. And I mean,
I was taking notes in the back about all of the religious allegories.
Okay, I guess that's interesting.
Honestly, but I think we could all sort of talk about it anyway. I did see the movies. I could say, yes, Return of the King. It's obviously a Christ figure. Obviously, Tolkien was friends with C.S. Lewis. I understand what's happening here. It's like pretty clear.
Tell you what, Syntrax, we've all seen the movies, so
then Syntraxes will be talking to you's about something you misses.
Okay, the things that weren't in the movies, I guess.
Yes, Syntrax will fill in the gapses.
Okay.
And she's so excited is because there is one thing is that she really loved is Tom Bombadil.
Yeah, yeah.
At night, Syntrax, when she's cold and alone, she thinks, what if Bombadil was on the phone and all the things she would do with him? If Tom Bombadil was a real guy, I'd kiss him.
If Tom Bombadil was real, you're saying,
if Tom Bombadil was a real guy,
I'd kiss him.
But he's in a book, so I'll live my whole life missing him. He's a little guy, and he lives in the woods, and he has lots of charm that I like, as is.
Right.
I think we would do many things. Like I'm a tease a party with a butterfly's wings, and he would take me into the woodsies, and he'd tear off my bodice, and I'd say, oh, Tom Bombadil, I really like this, even though it's so kind of nauticous. If Tom Bombadil was a real guy, I'd kiss him. If Tom Bombadil was a real guy, I'd kiss him. And I twist him. Tom Bombadil was a real guy. I'd kiss him.
Guys, come over here. At first I thought she was just gonna be like, well, it's different in the book.
Uh-huh.
But that seems like it's actually not what's at play when I took a closer look. It seems like she specifically just gets a real thrill from sexual imaginings of the forest lord Tom Bombadil.
Hello, if Tom Bombadil was a real guy, I'd kiss him.
Oh, welcome to the hello, I guess.
If Tom Bombadil was a real guy, I'd kiss him.
Now she's dancing like Fiddler on the Roof.
Hold him, so precious, such a precious thing to miss him. Tom Bombadil was a real guy.
What would you do?
Hey, Syntrax, will you go to the kitchen
We're
and get
out of
some
fish
more ice
for the
and fish?
Day.
Of course, this is scamper, scamper, scamper. Okay. Carl, David,
look, I love her.
Let me be clear.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's so fun in other contexts.
She's fun. She's body. She's like, she adds spice that frankly our group does not have.
Just though, when you said it back, Carl, I did think for the first time in a while, right, she did just sort of appear one day. And
yeah, when I said it out loud, I was like, oh, yeah. Because in the back of my head, I'm like, well, Susan knows her, but you don't know her.
Right. And I thought, oh, David, she was David's neighbor, but that's not right. Is it, David?
No. I live in a remote area. I don't really have a
remote area. And you won't tell us where.
Well, you know, it kind of creates a pressure that then you guys have to come visit. It's just a little too far away. I'm happy to make the drive. I don't want anybody to necessarily have to make the drive.
It's just that I suspect you live very far away, and like, we're your friends. We're happy to also go. Sometimes you come in and you're like covered in sand,
David,
and like I feel like you've maybe crossed some sort of immeasurable desert to
David.
Okay, it's not that far, but it's, you know, it's too far to impart on what I would consider close friends.
David.
I wouldn't do that to you guys.
David, tell us where you live.
Tell us where you live, bud.
Tell us where you live.
I can't. It's okay. So I'm
David.
Because, and here's why I asked, David.
Yeah.
If you live somewhere weird. I can't think of a better way to say it.
Sure.
But like, if you live somewhere weird, it's probably, Syntrax is probably here for something related to you.
Yes.
If the place that you live is wild.
I have to say that like when you were, as you started talking, I was like, you are giving me Bombadil vibes from what I could interpret from that.
Well, don't say that too loud in front of Syntrax. She'll lose her mind.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Tell us where you live.
Tell us where you live.
Tell us where you live.
Just paint us a beautiful
picture. Where you live.
I live in a town far away, and it's really far.
Okay.
I can't stress enough how far it is. You can't even get there by car.
Okay.
Trains don't go there, planes won't go there, and certainly not a boat. You need to go really far, and I'm not joking around.
Tell us where you live.
So, like, do you know the Burger King on Route 3?
Yeah.
It's farther than that. It's farther than that. It's farther than that, you see.
Okay.
It's past the other Burger King on Route 66.
Oh.
And it's farther than the Burger King way out in the sticks.
Tell us where you live.
Gotta cross the sea, not in a boat, 'cause a boat won't get you there.
Right, you said that.
You gotta go under the sea with some types of fish.
Okay.
And in there, you go into what's known as a wormhole, and you get spit out in a different time, not before or after. I'm talking.
Tell us when you leave.
It's a parallel you.
Okay, it's a parallel universe. Do you understand? That's why it's hard for me. I can't get you guys there. But I would love if you guys could see where I actually live. But it's just too hard.
I would love to see where you live in another time and another place. I would love to go there with you and stand in your home face to face.
I'm sorry that you journey. You make the journey for us. I wish we could get to you. Flight, plane, or train, or bus. Tell us where you live.
Tell us where you live.
David. Tell us where you live.
Thanks for understanding that it's not a matter of where. It's not a matter of time. It's not a matter of place. It's matter of, it takes too dang long to get there.
Then technically, it is a matter of time, but that's not important. What's important is you're a friend of mine, and I swear to you, I will get to where you live.
Where you live.
We'll go where you live.
Go take where you live.
I mean, if you guys want to go.
Yeah, we want to go. Because I got to figure out, like, before Syntrax gets back.
Okay. Hello, little fishes.
Oh,
and hello, little fish.
I just heard her talking to herself.
Okay, good.
She's in the, I don't know if she's in the kitchen or she's in the pond outside.
I have to tell you a secret, little fish.
Tell us a little secret.
What's the secret you tell to us? Us, the fish.
Us, the fish.
Oh, wow, that was really good, fish.
For what, a fish voices?
Yeah, really, really good as fish's voices.
No, it's a stupid fish voices.
Really good fish's voices.
Okay, what's up?
Well, fishes is... Yes. Syntrax has become friendsesses with the two mortals and the portals.
The mortals and the portals.
The mortals and the portals.
The portals doesn't know he's a portals. He thinks he's his immortals. But I think, and I know this is, he's a portals is.
Just two mortals and one portal.
He's like, it's normal is for immortals is to just live in a wormhole in the seas is. And I'm like, use a portal. I don't want to tell you your deal, but use the portal.
People always think of portals.
If you live in an underwater, if you live in an underwater portal, you might be a portal.
If you can't get to your home by transits or boats or planes,
you might be a portal. If you sizzes have to go by three sizzes Burger Kings is only to never live by a Burger Kings is, you might be a portal.
If it's not a matter of when or a matter of time, but time does play a factor in where you live, you might be a portal.
Fishes. Once I get the portals to take me back, then we can go home,
Yeah, that's great. But can we talk about more things that might mess you a portal?
Of course, Fishes. You think I want to go back in there and explain parts that are different from the book and the movies?
No.
I'm dying to talk more about this.
If you wake up in the morning in a different place than you went to sleep, you might be a portal.
You might be a portal.
If you make little wisps from your hand and you can see past or in the future, you might be a portal.
You might be a portal. If you don't want your friends to see where you live because it's too far away, quote, you might be a portal.
You might be a portal. And if you mowed your lawn and found a car, you might be a redneck.
Wait, what?
If you mowed your lawn and you found a car, you might be a redneck.
Oh, that's right. You might be a redneck if you mowed your lawn and found your... Oh, I guess I... If you drink beer for breakfast, but breakfast is a quantum state that you keep slipping back and forth into, you might be a redneck portal.
If your favorite type of seasoning is mayonnaise, you might be a redneck portal.
A redneck portal. But if you think that you are immortal, then you might be this fairy portal. You might be this portal who thinks that he's mortal.
Is that all you came to talk to us, the fishes, about? Or are you going to eat us now?
No, I think I'll keep you. I'm going to keep you two in my pockets,
You can eat us. We all sound like this.
Oh, really?
We signed up for talking to you.
Yeah, if you're worried that, like,
if
these
I get
two
rid of
characters
it.
Will be, then don't worry. We're all the same.
Ow! 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 Destiny fulfilled!
Stupid other fishes getting eaten. Oh, no, me too. She's been gone a long time. Should we tell her that we're going to...
I'm afraid for her to come back, kind of.
I'm kind of sort... I mean, here's where I'm at with this. She's been gone so long that I think we should have left sooner. And now I think no matter what, we stand to be caught.
Hey, David, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Are you that chair now?
Oh, God, sorry. I think, hold on. I have a cold.
Huh.
Yeah, that just kind of happens to me sometimes when I have a cold. I become.
You become a chair.
You
phase
like,
between being a body and a chair.
Yeah, but only when I'm in someone else's house, not when I'm at my own house. It doesn't, you know, because it's just like.
Yeah.
But
A nice chair.
Oh, no. Thanks. I don't have any. Sometimes it's like a really ornate, expensive chair. Otherwise, sometimes it's like a plastic chair. It just kind of depends on the severity of the cold.
Do you think that happens to us when we get colds?
I would think so, but I would, you know, guys are just a little more conscientious than me. You don't go places with sniffles. I sort of was just like, well, halfway through my journey over here, I was like, uh-oh, I think I got a little something. But
and you knew that because you were started spontaneously becoming
a chair, you know, ottoman, any sort of, yeah.
Huh.
That, I mean, just to be totally frank, that does not happen.
It has never happened to me.
That's true. I guess
you guys are so funny. That's a joke. That's a joke.
No,
right?
it's not.
Hey, you know, now that, you know, I feel like book club vibes are just kind of like you take whoever comes because like you're just excited to get it off the ground because it takes a lot of startup energy sometimes to commit to a book club.
And thank you, Susan, by the way, for being the sort of motivating force behind.
Oh my gosh, no, it was like my pleasure. And we had such a good experience last month.
The Phantom Tollbooth. Freaking slaps. Two, short book for adults to read.
Holds up. Three, we got to have so many good themed snacks. Four, short book. Sorry, I did it in a different order.
No, that's
same
great.
Points.
We got to eat. Dodecahedron donuts.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Rhyme and reason, Romelon or whatever. I can't pronounce that last word, but it's the olive thing.
Yeah, Dalsberry steak.
That was fun.
A stretch because
he didn't actually write that book. Norton Jester did. But I love that we were sort of getting him involved as sort of like a contemporary of the time.
It was sort of me. Yeah, I brought that because I was sort of thinking like, hey, maybe if I get his name in the conversation, that could be sort of the next thing that we.
Right. You were going hard for James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
You were like,
honestly,
we could have so much peach
I would
cobbler.
Love to bounce next to something short. Like James and the... I think it's great that we go Lord of the Rings, check. Let's do James and the Giant Peach next.
I gotta say, short books, they're just easier. They're easier to finish.
They're easier to finish. And...
Let's just say it. They're easier to finish.
You pick it up, you put it down, you're done.
You pick it up, you put it down, you're done.
What? Speaking of done, what is she doing in the kitchen?
I'm now afraid to ask.
I feel like I have to go check on her. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
Well... I was just going to say that, like, I was so excited and I, like, sent out kind of a wide email knowing a lot of people were, like, not up for a book club. And then, like, when you were like, I'm in, and then, like, you were there, David, and I, like, loved, you know, Carl and I are friends from college, And originally, like, our other friend Rebecca was going to join. And then Rebecca added like two friends to the list that ended up, they only did Phantom Tollbooth. And then they didn't come back for this one.
You can really tell the people that are in it just to read Phantom Tollbooth.
Just to do a one and done. I did it. I was in it.
Please, oh please, can I read the Phantom Tollbooth? They're so sick.
They're so
sick. I just want to see that watchdog, the dog with the big watch in him, and Milo go on their adventure through a mystical realm of reason and rhyme.
I'm just saying, I guess I didn't ever really know David before, and now he's a chair guy.
Yeah.
But also,
I don't know how you got invited to this group. And
I have email.
Oh. What?
I have email.
Who added
you? Who invited you, though?
Who invited you?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just get, you don't just get emails. Like, I
like from the void?
Wait, yeah, like,
This is easily solvable. I'm just gonna pull up the chain. I'm just gonna pull up the chain.
So yeah, pull up the chain. Hey, I'd love to solve the mystery too.
Okay. Subject line: are we doing this? Book club? ! Exclamation point.
Subject line: well, it's the same subject. It's a reply. Yes. Book club for the win with the number 4. Friends, a hashtag.
Okay, so Carl's in. Rebecca said I'm down to clown, especially if I can bring some food to pound. And we said yes, please bring it round. And she said I'm adding Claire and Seth. And
I'm Claire, and I can't wait to be there to read the Phantom Tollbooth and definitely other books after that.
And Seth's like, yeah, dude, I'm here for the long haul. Gonna read all kinds of books by Roald Dahl.
And then there he is, it's David.
Not sure how I got here, but excited to participate.
Yeah, dude, happy to have you. Can't wait to meet you. First one's at my house, but hosted by Susan. Wanted to split the sort of work of hosting, and she put it all together.
Reply all says yes, are we drinking? Everyone says duh, that's the point. I'm gonna bring a couple bottles of wine and maybe even some pre-rolled joints to read the Phantom Tollbooth with you.
And then there's a couple fun memes about how book clubs are just an opportunity to drink and get high.
And everyone laughed, and then David replied with this gif that made my eyes kind of water. I'm remembering now. It was like a wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it's less of a gif and more of a feeling you get late at night.
I can explain that.
Please,
I was sleeping.
Do.
I sent it in my sleep. I don't have control of that. It's just a thing that happens to me.
Email chains. They're email chains. Email chains.
So and fun to go and read back on an email chain.
An email chain. Ooh, and then I have a reply from just Rebecca, not a reply all. She said, hey, who is David?
And this is the part where I think it's my fault. I replied just assuming that he knows Claire and say he's Claire's friend. And we never sort of picked it up, but then Claire doesn't write back to the group. So she did reply to me.
And then Claire came late for Tollbooth and said she wasn't up for Lord of the Rings. So we never got to ask her why you were here or any other things.
And Seth also just stopped replying, but I think I know why. He was just in it for the Phantom Tollbooth. We all know that type of guy. Let's read this
email chain. Email chain. Still so many things unsolved in my brain.
From this email chain.
Email chain.
It's fun to read even though it's insane. And can you explain this part, David? Because these aren't letters I recognize.
But somehow I'm remembering. I could read it, like a message was sent to my eyes.
I can explain this, it's my foreign language that I made up to communicate across all languages.
Well, it's great, and honestly, great job. I understood it, that's a hell of a thing to put in this
email chain.
Email
chain.
Even with a foreign language that speaks directly to my brain inside this
email chain.
Email chain.
I'm so glad that to this book club you came, even though we don't know why you're here on this email chain.
This email chain.
Email chain.
Email. When you email.
Reply
when
you all.
Email.
Forward.
Email.
Reply.
Chain. Will they find out where David is or how he's from or where he's when he's what he's from?
Will Syntrax find a Tom Bombadil of her very own? What happened with those fish? Find out when we return to the second half of You Might Be a Portal, the musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, a book club was going through their email chain to decide how their friend David even came to be.
High drama.
And Syntrax was talking to fish in the other room. That's kind of weirder. Find out what happens when we get back to the second half of You Might Be a Portal, the musical.
I'm just trying to plan accordingly.
Yeah.
For like how long we're going to be on the road.
Right.
Because you've made it seem both like you do it in a day and like it's a sort of ageless journey.
I have a few bars I could pack. They're good.
Do you have a Luna bar?
I have a Luna bar and a Lara bar and a Macro bar.
People say that Luna bars are for women, but I love them.
That's just marketing.
Thank you. I need like, all what, of the same
I have to
things.
Use a pink razor. It does the same exact thing. It's just
the
marketing.
Pink tax. It's more expensive.
It's so ridiculous.
Are we going to need razors?
Are we going to need razors?
I don't think we're going to need razors. I mean, the thing is,
I'll bring an electric razor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you feel like you're going to need to shave at any point, might as well pack one.
Okay. Now, I want to know, because you mentioned at one point that it is underwater. So should I be in like a swimsuit or is it like I won't know I'm underwater?
Well, okay, so it's kind of hard to explain. Like,
yeah, no, that much is clear, yeah.
And it does feel like we do keep sort of throwing this back on you to like explain this thing that does seem to defy description,
which
is maybe not the best thing for us.
You know what, Carl? Let's just pack some stuff. Let's throw a couple quick things in a bag. I'll take all my bars.
I'm going to take a windbreaker, but also like
a tank top,
a small swimsuit.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring flip flops, but also my best like hiking boots.
I'm gonna bring a woolly hat, but also wraparound shit.
Okay, wait, this is fun. My name is Susan and I'm bringing a scarf.
Okay.
What's happening?
You can do that. Like,
it is fun.
My name is David and I'm going to bring a dandelion.
You can come.
I understand now. Well, my name is Carl, and I'm going to... Can I bring a piano?
No, you can't.
Okay. My name is Carl, but can I bring actor Paul Dano?
No, you can't.
Well, now I'm so confused, and it's very, very hard. What can I possibly bring with my name is Carl? How do you choose? I guess I'll just bring these bag of cashews.
You can bring those. You can bring those.
Wait, what?
Carl can bring cashews, and I can bring a scarf. You can bring those, you can bring those. David, you can bring the thing you said.
Huh.
A dandelion.
Right.
But I'll also bring a dog, and I'll bring a droid, because we all need these things down there.
Okay. Well, droid seems like it would be so fun to do. My name's Carl, and I will bring a droid too.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Wait, what?
Carl, you can't bring it, but you could bring cargo pants. No, you can't. No, you can't. Oh, David can bring a droid, but Carl can't win. We can't avoid.
This makes me so upset. I want you all to know I'm mad that I cannot bring my friend C-3PO.
Oh, sorry, you can bring C-3PO.
Wait, what?
Just not any droid. That's what you can bring into this
okay,
portal.
Okay, now I am annoyed. You said I can't bring a droid,
right.
But I can't bring C-3PO.
That's right.
But C-3PO is a droid. That's a thing you need to know.
Right. I can't bring the Winter Soldier, but Suzanne, she can bring Sebastian Stan. I can bring,
what?
I can bring so many, so many, so many things. And you can bring, you can bring a whole catalog of other things. David brings a droid. You see, 3PO.
But you said that I can't bring a droid.
I know.
I think you're hung up on the logic of the game. You just gotta pay attention to the pattern that's in your name.
I don't understand what y'all are talking about right now. Are we playing a game?
Yes!
Or are we just trying to think of things?
Yes!
That we bring with them? What? Oh, no, I'm going insane!
Carl, bring the crudité. David, no, you
okay.
Don't. I could bring some seltzers, but I won't. Instead, I'll bring this Sancerre, because I might need some wine down there.
I'm supposed to bring the crudité.
Yes.
All of the parts of it, I will bring that, okay?
Sure.
I'll bring crackers.
Yes.
I'll bring cheese.
Yes.
I'll bring a delicious assortment of meats.
No,
meats, meats, what?
No meats for you, but if you call it charcuterie, then yes, that you can do. David brings the Doheka donuts left over from last month.
Last month.
And I'll bring
Sancerre
as we go down there. Should we say bye to Syntrax or just sneak out?
I bet she's over. I bet she's. Let's just go get her. She can come.
Syntrax? Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, covered in fish.
Syntrax, what were you doing?
I was eating fishesses.
Okay, well, I gathered that, but
I'm
it just looked way
fishesses.
My hat is made of fishesses.
And shoulder pauldrons of fishesses.
And shoulder pattedes of fishesses.
And the little buckles on her shoes are made of fishesses.
I've heard armor of fishesses.
Okay, well, we're going to try to get to David's portal. Do you want to squeeze in my Fiat?
I mean, I hate to say it. Syntrax is maybe the most prepared of all of us.
I need to get some clarity.
Yes?
Can I bring my model of C-3PO?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to. That's honestly, that would not be necessary. You don't have to do that.
Okay, wait, tell Syntrax what you're doing. Well, my name is Susan, and I can bring a scarf.
Why do you keep saying your name?
And my name is David.
We know your names. We're in a book club.
And I'm going to bring a dog.
And my name is Carl, and I am bringing the droid C-3PO.
And my name is Syntrax, and I shall bring this quilt. No.
No.
Syntrax. Oh, but yes, I will. Ask me the same how I spells my name.
Syntrax spells her name for the truth, does. The letters are tricksy and always changing, but today it's a Q.
A Q, what I do? Okay, then yeah, I guess you can bring a quilt.
I guess, you know, that sort of defeats the whole logic of that game, but sure.
Because it's the first letter of my name.
Yeah, Carl.
Which is why I can bring a C-3PO, but
I
not
hate to be
a
rude,
droid.
But welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party.
Well,
it was a fun game.
I didn't realize we were playing a game, but I guess it sounds pretty fun in retrospect.
I gotta say, the fun thing about this game, though, is that there is always somebody who doesn't get it and gets mad.
I gotta say, that is the whole point of the game, a little bit.
Guilty.
David, I don't know if this is like a fun thing, like when you tell a friend they have something in their teeth, or if it's like not a fun thing where you say like you look tired, mm-hmm. but I want you to know you are a hat rack right now. I just
thank you so, honestly, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is what I would consider one of my more embarrassing forms. So I actually
appreciate
you saying that.
And just for the record, I'm the type of friend who likes to be told if I have something in my teeth. So
great.
Just, you know.
You have something in your teeth.
Do I?
For hours now.
Oh my gosh. Speak
a full,
up.
I did notice it.
I figured you were saving it. Like, it's a big, long piece of straw. I thought it was a style thing.
Oh, that is a style thing.
Okay. Then your teeth are fine.
I learned it on a TikTok.
Okay. Then I hate to alarm you, but then you do have this other thing just like in your mouth. It's sort of like muscly and like
it's
pink.
A tongue. I was curious why you didn't have one.
Oh yeah, I have one of those too. What's in your mouth? Open your mouth.
Okay, it's just
whoa!
Okay, so see, that's why I don't open my mouth for everyone. That I don't
where
I love
are
that.
We
okay
hello
so, welcome to my home.
Wait,
whoa, that didn't take long at all to get there.
We okay. just
whoa
had...
I'm Bendy.
Whoa,
I'm Gumby man.
And Isis has made it in the mouths too.
Oh, Syntrax.
And now that I'm here, I can tell you, David, yous is not living in a portal wormhole. You ours is a portal wormhole.
What?
Stupid David. Thought it was a sermon's, but it's a portal's. If you open your mouth and all of your friends are transported to a weird void, you might be a portal.
Hey, wait a minute. That's offensive to me, but I'm also laughing.
If the lastest thing you remember is being a hat rack, you might be a portal.
Okay, wait, hold on. If you are trying to go to a party and you think you can bring something with the wrong letter that's not your name, you might not be a portal.
That's me. You're talking about me?
Oh, I thought we were doing it to everyone.
We can. It's just like, I think they were trying to explain in their own jokey way.
I thought we were doing it, everyone.
David, this makes total sense. You're like some sort of weird rift in space and time.
That, you know, now that we're all stopping to think about this, it makes complete logical sense that this is what could be happening. But that's how I got in the email. I was in the email. I am the email. I'm
you
part of the email.
The email. Wait.
I don't want you to think this is going to like affect our friendship.
No, my gosh. Like, honestly... I feel closer to you now, and not just 'cause I'm inside of you. I feel closer to you somehow, and not just 'cause you swallowed me whole.
I feel now like I know you, and not just because I suspect that our consciousness is fused. I feel like I'm you.
I feel closer to both of you. You're inside my mouth.
but I'm also inside my mouth.
And it's also not really a mouth.
It's inside of the ether. It's a portal. It's between things. It's everywhere at once.
I feel closer to you now.
This beautiful craftsman three-bedroom house that just appeared in this void, which I guess is your mouth.
I built it myself. Thank you for noticing my work. It took me a long time to gather materials.
It's really gorgeous.
Thanks. You know, it was a bit of a fixer-upper when I got it, but I really turned it into something great.
So you built it yourself, so when you say a fixer-upper, you mean you had nothing and fixed the whole house.
What I mean is, it was a different house when I bought it.
That's
I
incredible.
Knocked it down.
It doesn't even look like a different house. It looks like this house.
I feel closer to you.
I feel closer to this house.
That
a good house.
I feel closer to this house.
I feel closer to you.
Now
house.
That I'm opening its door and walking in.
What a great living room.
Beautifully appointed.
Thanks. Yeah, I took a good amount of time to curate all the furniture and stuff. I want it to be experience for everybody.
I'm
you
having
know?
This thing where, like, I'm not seeing you anymore, but I'm seeing you.
Yeah, it was like the language that I couldn't read, but I could understand.
Right. Like, there's no more corporal form of David.
But I know you're here.
But I know you're here and, like, am you?
Yeah, I think I am he, and you are me, and we are all together.
Okay. Is it worth even asking this question is what's happening in my head?
Sure, go for it.
Is this the singularity?
It's you know, it's part of it.
Sure. Okay. Let's leave it at that. Because I'm like,
now I have more questions.
Well, but I'm just trying to put a name to what this experience is, but I think it's unnameable.
Yeah, I think it's.
Gosh, Carl, I gotta say, I'm glad you're here. Because if I was the only, not to say that
no
I don't think
Syntrax, you're also wild.
Isis is not mortal either. Okay. Yeah, we kind of assumed.
Yeah, we sort of gone on to that.
Yeah.
Eyes are made of. Did you want to know what eyes is made of?
I'm trying not to spoil it, but the fishes know.
The fishes know. The fishes always know.
Oh. Now that I know, can we play it as a game?
Of course it is. Syntrax loves his games is.
Are you made of blood?
No.
Are you made of bones?
No.
Mops?
Yes.
He got it in three. Who's not expecting him to get mops so quickly? Syntrax is a being of mops, is it?
I can't believe he got that.
Can I talk to you real quick, Susan?
Yeah.
I don't think she's made of mop. I mean, like, this feels like a witch's trick or something.
Well, I think, like, I have a question follow-up. Yes, it is. Are you only mops? No, it is. Okay, so she's part mops. Are you hair? No. Are you skin? No. Are you a blown-off dandelion? Yes, it is.
Okay, so part mops, part dandelion.
Blown-off dandelion, so like
blown
not the stem.
Just a little. Post-wish.
I gotta
Dave,
say.
You want to take a run at it?
I got to say that I'm sort of experiencing, because we're all feeling this together. Syntrax's presence being here, I don't normally feel like this. I feel a little sick. So I think I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Syntrax, are you sure it's just mops and just dandelions?
No.
Okay. Are you made of skin?
No!
Are you made of chairs?
No!
Are you made of more mops?
Yes!
Oh, it's more mops than we even thought.
Okay, so it's mops.
The blown off part of a
wish.
Yeah.
And more mops.
And more mops.
Fishes.
Lots.
Yes.
Should we tell them the last is his thing?
Let us give them the most delicious secret of what Syntrax is made of. So much more than mopsuses and blown off dandelions.
I am mopsuses.
Yes.
I am dandelion blows.
Yes.
I am more mopsuses. And I suppose I see one more thing. I'm the unfinished part of the Lord of the Rings.
Ah.
Is all coming together now. Syntrax is here because we didn't finish Lord of the Rings.
Someone starts is his Lord of the Rings is, but they don't finish is. There is something that happens in the rift, especially if a portal is near, where mopses and things in nature that look kind of like mopses can come together to become a sort of, I guess a magical abstraction is the best way to think.
A fish witch?
A fish witch who's in love with a lord of the woods, Tom Bombadil. What I wouldn't give to have a piece of that strange.
Yeah, you were saying Syntrax. That Tom Bombadil is, but he's like not real, except that, now that I think about it, David, if you can be a chair
uh-huh.
or a house,
uh-huh.
I guess there's no reason why you couldn't be
Tom Bombadil.
But again, I don't want to throw you into this sort of horny
certainly no
fire
one's
over
forcing
here
you
if that's
be.
Not your thing.
Just if you want to be Tom.
You know, it could be a thing that I could just do it if it's going to help us.
No, don't do it if it's going to help us. Just if it's going to be fun for you to like experience that with Syntrax, I would say only if it's fun for you.
Hmm. Well, I can't say because I obviously didn't read the book that I wholeheartedly don't know anything about Tom Bombadil.
Okay,
but I would do it if it's gonna, because maybe it's gonna show another side of Syntrax.
Well, here's the thing: Syntrax is the only one of us that has read into the books as far as Tom Bombadil.
Okay,
but I can tell you what I sort of have gleaned from pop culture.
Hot.
And Syntrax.
Not traditionally hot.
He's
I think.
Hot.
Oh.
Maybe not traditionally
yes, yes.
hot, but what is hot? Does hot have to be 8 feet tall and impossibly strong? Maybe hot is a forest lord who sings songs and wears colorful shoes. Maybe that's what's hot to you.
This is why I'm a mop, 'cause you got me dripping wet.
Oh, it all makes sense.
This is why I'm a mop, 'cause you got me dripping wet. And this is why I'm the blown off wish and hang out with these two fish.
But it feels like I am living in some sort of fan fiction where the two of you might be a perfect match. One of you is part mop and the other can be literally anything.
I think if I become Tom Bombadil, it sounds like it might create more problems than it'll solve. But I am interested in seeing what's going on there. Maybe for a second, I'll now turn into Tom. Poof!
So much sexual tension.
with no regrets. This is why I'm mops, because I'm dripping wet. And down by my deal as a portal, I just want you to know you can have any of this. But we can start with holding hands and a sweet little portal kiss.
If I was Tom Bombadil, would you give me kisses?
Yes!
If you, Tom Bombadil, was real, you could give him kisses. Hey, Suzanne, I think this is what... I mean, tell me if you agree. But we had parts of our book club, but I think there should have been three. There was always drinking. There was always drugs, light legal drugs. But what there wasn't was sort of unrestrained love.
This is everything I could hope for and of. This is why you start a book club. This is why. This is why you start a book club. I'm leaning in slowly, so I'm giving you all the visual signs that I would like to kiss if you would like to reciprocate.
And I'm pointing to my cheek, indicating okay. Where the kiss goes.
And I am seeing that signal, and I am saying yes and please, and...
Very slowly starting a relationship with a fish rush by a kiss on a cheek.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And then there's a small quick tag. Guys, there's a small quick tag.
Okay, let's do the quick tag.
Here we go. Oh my gosh. Seth, are you sure we were supposed to go to Susan's house or were we supposed to go to Carl's house?
I don't.
Rebecca, do you remember?
I don't remember. It's not.
Do you know what? I sort of fell off the email chain, if I'm being honest. I stopped replying.
Hold on. I definitely was there to read all of the books. Well, you were too. I know that you weren't just going to definitely bounce after the court, after Phantom Tollbooth. Did someone just mess up this email chain and that's what we've missed?
Did you guys have that experience where you read that language you didn't know?
I mean, I saw it, but I just, you know, I skim a lot of emails.
Was that one guy a chair part of the time?
The end! I just really wanted to see them knocking on the door.
A little post credits
of the rest of the book club. You know, guys, I don't know. That. We're
you
playing with the
form. You need your Avengers scene where they're eating shawarma at the end.
That's exactly
I couldn't
right.
for the life of me remember the name of the woman. Not Rebecca. Emily?
Claire.
How could I forget Claire? The name of the star from Neil Gaiman's Stardust. And by the name of the star, I mean the name of the actress, Claire Danes.
How could I forget Claire Danes?
How could I forget Claire
the name
Danes?
Of the star?
The name of
Baz
the star.
Baz Luhrmann's Juliet, Claire Danes.
Not to me.
Homeland to me, herself.
Claire
to me,
Danes.
To me, she's Neil Gaiman's the star in Stardust.
But to me, the star of this dust is Matt!
Oh, what a treat. That was, I had the time of my life.
That was so freaking
was
fun.
So much fun.
Thank you for being here.
Thank Matt, you for having me.
Matt.
Zach.
Tell people about all the cool stuff you work on and do.
Well, I work on a lot of cool stuff. I work on this podcast, How Did This Get Played, where we talk about mostly bad video games, but sometimes we do good ones
sometimes
and people get mad.
Ones.
Because we're not sticking to the premise. So I also do a podcast intermittently about Weezer called What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer. It was sort of meant to be a limited run, you know, podcast because they only had so many albums, but they keep making stuff. So now I consider it an event podcast when it comes out, when it comes out.
Isn't that great? What freedom?
Yeah. It's just like, hey, I'm not making money from it. I just do it for fun. So I just put it out. And I do stuff on Twitch now. You can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/manapadaka and watch me be bad at games.
Watch him play some James.
Yeah, some James.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was so fun. What a treat and a treasure. I can't believe you so effortlessly played a Portal. What?
That, well.
There was a moment where I was like, we have given.
Well,
like,
yeah, you said it. I was like, that's
here's
a great
crazy
point.
Thing. Explain this.
Please continue to invent intense rules for this world that we've foisted upon you, and you did it with grace and charm.
That's
good,
sort of good the improv, style of my improv.
We're
yeah,
good improv partners.
Like, okay.
Learn everything from us.
Yes, we never do anything wrong.
Everything we do is right.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Sheesh.
Give it up for Brett on the frets, Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickens.
Sheesh.
If you want to support this pod, as always, you can go to offbookclubhouse.com. You can get a video of this recording, and boy, you're going to love it, I can tell you right now.
Oh. Okay.
Also, if you want to support another independent pod, you may have heard this ad running, but we're doing, it's not really an ad swap, it's just, we're a fun
a
little community with friends, Andrew T. and Tawny Newsome of Yo Is This Racist, and the Suboptimal Bundle at suboptimalpods.com. We love them. Go check out their stuff, too. Get it in your life. Your life will be better for it. And, oh, Jessica, we forgot.
Oh, shoot. As always, this episode was brought to you by Woodbird the Wooden Frog. One day we will find out what sound the wooden frog makes.
But
until then, we'll just say, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're walking around, but you're not quite mortal,
well, listen up. You might be a portal. Bye.
Bye.